100 word stories. Well, there's no avoiding it. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And I'm using a crappy, cheap Logitech microphone that I got at Walmart. I could have gotten the expensive one with all the lights. And I didn't see any reviews on it that I could believe. I trust Yeti, even though I've broken them constantly. Who cares? Why is my Amazon Echo Pop flashing? I have no idea. I've been thinking about, so I've got a Pop in the by my bed, in the office, in the living room. I might put one in the laundry room and then put a Dot in here, even though I've got a sound bar already. Maybe put two Dots, get stereo sound, and then retire the sound bar, but the TV has great sounds. Who knows? I'm just wasting money left and right. Anyway, what I really need is a new ceiling fan in the catio. Well, the weekly challenge is where I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was shark, as I said, and I'm rambling a little bit more. I'm lazy. Maybe next week I'll have the microphone, or maybe next week I'll keep doing it this way. I don't know. What do you think? Does it sound like crap compared to last week? Your call. It's only $100 to me. Anyway, let's go and listen to the stories, and I'll be back in a bit.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The New Normal. After that first secret meeting, he took me aside regularly. Usually outside. I thought I was special, the chosen one. No day was the same there, but they always started with a gong sounding. Some days before the sun rose, others it was midday. I didn't question, others did. Why is the gate locked? To keep the sharks out, darling. Darling, man, sweetness. I'm not sure when we lost our names. We never had the same room twice. There was no rotor, it just worked. We shared everything. Clothes, the space, it was fast. We weren't individuals anymore. We were one. Thank you for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Lord, it's hot. My story this evening is called Card Sharks. I met the shark in a dive in the back end of Las Vegas. The temp hovered between 108 and 110. Dry air smelled of abandoned chapels of love and $6 motels. He sat in a brown vinyl booth, running cards to his left hand. A steady, soft click of 808s, keeping time with piped-in music. I slid into the booth directly across from him. I pulled out a pack of red 808s. I shuffled a neat pair of Pharaohs. The shark smiled. I dealt out a royal flush in hearts. "Okay, kid," he said. "Let's do some major damage." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic shark. It's called Role Models. The school called my parents. They wanted to speak to them with concerns they had about my home environment. All because of a stupid writing assignment. What do you want to be when you grow up? I'd written I wanted to become a loan shark, just like my dad. And why not? People treated him with a great deal of respect. He brought home a good wage, and it was a steady income. I'm not too worried about it, though. He's taking my mum with him. She has a good job, too. She's the one who makes people pay up. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He thought he was the big shark in the business, but his tobacco brand was not selling. We kept playing the part, we kept nodding like nodding dogs at the mercy of a car's twists and turns. It made him happy, and we wanted him happy. Or did we? When he died, the company was dismantled. Finally, no more debt. What we didn't know was that he had a stash of millions hidden in a vault at home. The will kept us all from getting those millions. The sneaky bastard, even after dying, the shark managed to kick our butts. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I always fancied having a shark tank. You know the sort. A big, hidden tank, with a trapdoor over the top, and a big red button for me to push, to dispose of minions who displease me. Trouble is, that sort of thing is costly. And sharks are hard to come by. Not that I have any minions to dispose of, anyway. But, one can dream. It's something to aspire to. Until then, I have my tropical fishes. Would you like to feed them? Put your hand in the water, and they'll come to eat. Piranhas are such fun.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 946 with a prompt of shark. So here's my story. When kindly Nurse Racket was nowhere in sight as shift change began, the charge nurse entered Sabrina's room with all the compassion of a great white shark. She attacked Bilbert. "What are you doing here? It's after hours and you're not family." Sabrina clasped both of her hands on Bilbert's. "I need him to stay, and I need him to come back tomorrow, and every day I'm here." "Nurse Racket said Sabrina could request me to visit when she woke up. She's awake now." Bilbert turned to Sabrina. "Is it okay if I bring my mother tomorrow?" Sabrina nodded and smiled. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Dinger Davis bet on games, and that got him banned for life. So when Dinger's experimental plane crashed, he was unbanned and inducted into the Hall of Fame. And everyone's surprise, Dinger showed up at the ceremony. The commissioner canceled the ceremony and banned Dinger again. Dinger clutched his chest, muttered, "Heart attack," and collapsed on the ground. "Yeah, right," said the commissioner, walking away. "Nice try, you bastard." Dinger lay there dying for about a minute before anyone thought to come to his aid. And despite a paramedic declaring Dinger dead, the commissioner refused to change his mind.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's weekly challenge, where the topic was shark. Next week's topic is plane, and I just want to complain. I'm on a cheap Insignia keyboard from Micro Center that I had as a spare, because all of my other wireless keyboards, the two Logitechs that I had, the TK-20s, both of them have failed. They locked up in the middle of a DeBoss show last week. So I'm on a standard USB wired keyboard, no hub. I've got a billion USB things poking out of this stupid thing. I'm using a wired mouse. I hate mice because my thumb has a little bit of issues. Also arthritis. And I like trackpads. I'm looking for a combination trackpad, keyboard, modern, can handle double clicks with a two-finger gesture like the Apple stuff does, but no one does one right for the PC. All the other trackpads I've seen have special areas, or they don't really gesture right. Corsair, I think, had one, but I don't trust it. I don't want to spend $300 on something that's a pain in the ass to return, even though the UPS store is right down the way, and they know me well enough because I was bleeding in line after they did the biopsy of my arm. By the way, my arm turned out to be fine. It's healing up nicely. You barely notice it until my leg winds up with a splotch on it, and who knows what that is. It's just one thing to another. Welcome to getting old. And I'm getting... Finally going to the ENT on Tuesday, even though I stopped eating the Greek Zero yogurt, and all of a sudden, nothing's bothering me that much anymore up there. Just like the chamomile, just like the Gatorade Zero, just like getting a better chair. Who knows if, you know, my shoulder and back are better, but not great. But who the fuck knows anymore? Just when I thought it was safe to get old. Anyway, the next topic is plane. You've heard me complain. Maybe I just, whatever. Thank you all for listening. Let's just get this over with.